Welcome to It Starts With A Click, a podcast teaching you how to build a creative, profitable, and holistic fashion photography business. I'm Olivia Bossert, a London-based fashion photographer with over 10 years in the industry. I've previously shot for magazines like Elle, Harper's Bazaar, Marie Claire, Grazia, and more. I've also worked with brands like Rixo, Daisy Jewelry, Blank Brow Bar, and so many more. If you're a fashion photographer interested in building a business that's made to suit you, then you're in the right place. I'm so happy that you're here.
I am so excited about this episode. Katie is one of my favorite students from Pitching with Confidence. Are you allowed to have favorite students? I don't know, but she has definitely done like everything I've said. You know, she just took every single thing that I've taught her inside of Pitching with Confidence and inside of Perfect Portfolio, and she's run with it. And the results have honestly spoken for themselves. I'm so excited about this interview because she's going to tell you all about how she got her first Vogue and how she pitched for her first Vogue. And this happened very recently. Katie's been pitching for a few years now, and she's a really good example of how when you stick to it, when you keep going, it really can pay off. I'm so proud of her, and I'm so excited for you to listen to this story. But before I let you get into that, I want to let you know that the doors to Pitching with Confidence are officially open again, and they're not closing. You can just join whenever you want now. I am keeping that bad boy open. So if you are interested in joining Pitching with Confidence, if you listen to this interview and you're like, you know what? I need to learn how to do this. I want these results. I want what Katie has achieved. I need to join this course. You can do so. The link is in the show notes. Scroll on down, have a look, and take a look if you want to join. If you're like, I'm not quite ready to commit to the full course yet, no worries. I have a free pitching template that you can download also in the show notes. You can get started, you can dip your toe in, you can give pitching a try. And if you're like, ooh, I'm actually really enjoying this, I want to get expert at it, I want to become the next level expert of pitching, then you can come and join Pitching with Confidence. Sound good? Okay, I will let you get on with the interview. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm a fashion, beauty, and commercial lifestyle photographer based in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is in the Midwest of the United States. And I like colorful, bright, kind of happy vibes. So that's kind of my vibe there.
I love it. And we're going to be mainly chatting about pitching today, and you've got some exciting stuff to share, which we're going to get to in a minute. But I'd love to know what you first thought about pitching when you first started to think about embarking on that journey.
Yeah, definitely scary. Mm-hmm. I guess just like putting yourself out there, and like especially in front of people that have kind of power in a way, like they have decision making and all that. And like my confidence wasn't super high at that point. Like I knew how to take photos and whatnot, but in terms of like the actual doing the next step of it, like making money from it and like putting these shoots together and whatnot and working with other people's visions instead of mine, definitely like was scary, and like I didn't know if I could actually do it and like all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, I completely relate. Like it is really scary when you're first starting and you start thinking about doing something like this, and you're like, yeah, why would anyone want to talk to me?
Yeah,
but they
and
do.
Make it like a big thing in your head, like we always do with everything. Like it's way worse in our head than it actually is. So
It really is so much worse. Like, I don't know how our imaginations are so capable of coming up with all these crazy scenarios. And then I'm like, wait, people are just really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What was it like when you first, when did you start pitching? How long has it been now?
I took your first course before you revamped it. And I think I joined in early 2021.
Okay, cool. So you've been like a good solid 2 years now of like pitching.
Yeah.
What was it like when you first sent that like first email?
Well, I started with magazines, which I found a little easier because I had been doing like KVAR and stuff where like you're submitting and like and they're just like there's less pressure and whatnot in the beginning. So I was starting with the magazines and I just started out with like still the smaller magazines because it felt like less pressure than like these huge ones that like people have, they know their names and whatnot. So it was a lot of either no replies or a reply, but like it was, this doesn't fit for our magazine this month kind of thing. And like they were always super nice. It was never like your work sucks and whatnot. So that definitely helped to like just kind of change my perspective on it and get more used to it the more you do it and stuff. And then same with like brands. I think brands was a bit scarier just because they, well, first it's like harder, you have to like guess kind of their email and stuff, whereas like a lot of magazines you can find the contact info like on their website. But like brands, I know me and my friend were both like scared to do it. So we like did it together and that helped. Like we were like, okay, we're going to do it right now. And then
I love that.
We both sent the email and it was kind of like a countdown, 1, 2, 3, press send kind of thing. So
Oh, I love that like buddy system when you're scared. That's really, really good advice though. Like when you're scared of doing something, finding someone who you can do it with and root each other on a little bit. It's like when you need to go to the gym loads and you need a gym buddy. You need a pitching buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely helps. I definitely suggest that for people that want to start it. But yeah, brands, it was the same kind of either no reply or like not right now kind of thing. And you just sort of, the more you do it, you just sort of expect that in a way and it kind of makes it easier. I'm just like, okay, I'm probably not going to get a reply, but they'll like see my email kind of thing.
It's almost like sometimes you want to flip it on its head. Like how many rejections can I get? And if you think of it, it's almost a pessimistic way of approaching it. And I'm definitely an optimist, but sometimes you're just like, you know what? If I send 100 emails and I get, I'm just going to see how many I can get rejected. And then, but the more emails you send, the more likely you're not going to get rejected. So it's a weird way of thinking about it. But what was it like when you got that first reply? Because we're talking about pitching because you've obviously had success. When was your, can you remember the first time you got a reply and do you remember how it felt?
Well, even for like replies where it was no's in the beginning or like not right now, even just like getting a response in the beginning was like, oh my God. Then you like open the email and it is like kind of disappointing, but for those, but then like those times when you do open the email and it is a yes, it's like an extra like, oh my God. And like you just like feel so much more confident in yourself.
Yeah. It's a huge buzz.
Yeah. And I can't even, I don't even know what like the first yes would be.
That's a good thing. That means you've had loads.
Yeah, probably just one of the smaller like magazines that I started out with. And just, I think one of them was like my first kind of editorial that like I put more thought into it and stuff. I think it was for one of your old courses, your Storytelling for Success course. So it was my first one where I like had a stylist and like actually had the concept and like the idea together and stuff, so to get like a yes from that was really special.
Oh, that's amazing. And I think the when you get that first yes, it like really pushes you to keep going and keep trying, and it becomes like it's almost like an addictive thing you're chasing, is that next yes. And the more you do it, the more likely you are to get more yeses, so it's just like this amazing vicious cycle that keeps on going.
Yeah, and once you like get used to it and you get over that hump of like, oh, they're gonna hate me, blah blah blah. I think it becomes a lot easier to just like send them out. Like, it's just a draft email. You got your template. Like, just do it. It's kind of more like mechanical in a way.
Yeah. How much do you pitch these days?
Well, for magazines, I tend to do like 20 magazines in a week.
Wow.
At a time. Because I am like mostly expecting no's or like no replies. So I'm like, it makes it easier to just like mass send out a whole bunch. So that ends up being, because I'm emailing multiple people at one magazine, so that's like hundreds of emails or something in like a week. And then brands, I'm still doing that a little less than magazines, but I'm gonna start doing that more this coming year. I've mostly been getting the contact info, because that does take a big chunk of the time. To find the info and stuff. Magazines, it's a little easier because a lot of them have the contact info on the website.
Because I know that a lot of people listening would love to also shoot for magazines. Do you have any really quick tips? I know this is like, I'm throwing you on the spot here. Any quick tips for like people who are listening who might want to shoot for magazines? Like, what have you found has been really useful as a way of getting in?
Well, I definitely would say take your other course. A perfect portfolio, that really helped to really solidify my shoots and like make them really intentional, as opposed to just shooting like a random model with random clothes kind of thing. Like, magazines aren't gonna accept that, honestly. Like, you need to be really intentional with your shoots and like really get the story there and like have meaning behind it and like have a team. So I definitely would suggest that portion of it first. And then once you have that, finding the magazines that you want to submit to. And just like draft up your email. You have good pitching templates in your course, and I always reference them. I always go back and just like draft them out, and then just send them out on a Tuesday or Wednesday. That's normally when I do it, like you say. Yeah.
She's a perfect student. I love it.
I just show your work. Like, you can start with the submitting part of it. I think that's easier to have the work first and then submit it after, especially if they don't know you. I'd say start with submitting. Smaller magazines to start with, if you want to just like dip your toe in the water kind of thing. And it's like less scary and whatnot. And they don't need quite as many outfits or looks or whatnot as these bigger magazines. So it's a good way to get started.
Thank you. That's really good. Like, so basically come up with a good idea, put it together in a, like a nicely presented way. And then I would agree. Like, I think if you can do submissions first, get something really good together, submit it to magazines, and then from there start building your rapport with the magazines. That's how I did it. That's how you did it. It seems to be the most effective way to get in with them. And then from there, once you've got a bit of a portfolio, you've got a bit more confidence, it's much easier to start going and asking for pull letters. But I want to ask you.
I haven't gotten a pull letter yet, so I need to get that.
You're so like so close, because you've just had your first Vogue published, which is amazing. So well done for a start, because I'm so impressed, like so amazed.
Thank you. You're
so talented. I'm not surprised at all that it's happened, but tell us how that came about.
Yeah. So I put a beauty shoot idea together. So this wasn't fashion, it was like makeup ideas. So we came up with five ideas. It was a collab with a makeup artist, hairstylist, and then a model, and then I had an assistant. So me and the hairstylist and makeup artist, like, met, and like, I had my general idea, but I like wanted them to come up with the looks, because I don't know makeup and hair and stuff. That is not my job. So yeah, we came up with the ideas, and then we shot it in end of April of this year. And then I got it like narrowed down to the ones, which was really hard. I always have trouble narrowing down the photos that I want to. Yeah,
it's hard. That's a hard old job.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the hardest part of our job, I feel like. And then got it retouched, and then I decided to submit. So this is when I did try pitching this beforehand, but no one picked it up, got it. So I just submitted after. And the model and the makeup artists are Mexican. So I was like, wouldn't it be fun to submit to like these South American,
Middle
America kind of magazines? So I was just like, I hadn't submitted to any Vogues yet, because I was like, oh, that's unattainable and whatnot. It was it's like the top magazine and whatnot. So I was like, I haven't done that yet. So I was just like, kind of like YOLO.
Exactly. I love that attitude. You just don't know if you don't try, right?
Yeah. So I was like, I wasn't expecting a reply, because I was like, it's Vogue, whatever. And then honestly, within like 15 minutes, she replied. And I was like, what?
That's amazing.
So I like emailed the beauty editor, and she said they just had their beauty issue come out, I think like the month before. And I think beauty issues, they do them like once or twice a year or something like that. So it's less frequent than fashion ones. But she said it's a good time to pitch this if I want this in like the October issue or whatever. So, and I was like, yes, I'll wait.
Yeah. Oh my God. What a long wait, but so worth it.
Yeah. And then there was, she wasn't like the official like decision maker. So she had to go to the editor in chief. So that did take a bit longer to like get an official yes. So it was like a lot of waiting and patience and whatnot. And my team was great, and like they understood, and like I didn't like tell them right away that like this was happening. So like I was just kind of freaking out to myself. Didn't want to get anyone's hopes up and whatnot. It's kind of like a weird like like you can't believe that they're actually going to say yes kind of thing. So you don't want,
you don't want to jinx it.
So I just kind of like kept it to myself and like my family kind of thing. And then like I got the official yes, and I sent the photos to them, and then it came out. And it came out in the Vogue Mexico Belleza. So like beauty. So it's like a special edition kind of thing of it. And
here we are. You're now a Vogue photographer. It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, it just goes to show that you can have all these thoughts in your head and all these crazy things we tell ourselves, like, oh, Vogue will never want to work with me or never publish my stuff, but they do. Like, and you can literally just email them photos and you can get published.
Yeah,
and it's amazing. And I think people don't know that. I don't think people realize that you can shoot something, especially beauty. Like beauty is really accessible compared to fashion, because you don't need the clothes, the pull letters. You can shoot beauty. You just need a beautiful girl or guy with a great makeup artist, great hairstylist, and you can do something amazing and you can get published in Vogue.
Yeah, and we shot it in my apartment too. So like you don't even need a studio.
Yeah. It's
just like close up. So like if you have a light, like you don't need
a lot. I love it. I think it's just so empowering and aspirational for so many people listening who are like, wow, like I want to do that too. And I think a lot of people tell themselves that they have to do it in this huge studio with these all these lights and all this stuff. And like, I had my first Harper's Bazaar in the same sort of way. It was just, I shot in my living room on the floor with natural light and emailed it to them and they wanted it.
Yeah. So, yeah, my L'Officiel one also from earlier this summer was also in my apartment. So like, I'm a big fan of apartment shoots.
Love an apartment shoot. It's great. Like, it's so good. Yeah. Well, I'm very proud of you. Well done. And if anyone wants to go and see the images, they're on your Instagram, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes. So I will leave a link to your Instagram in the show notes so everyone can come and see. But if someone's listening to this and they're like, I really want to try pitching, but I'm scared, what would you say to them?
I mean, just like, what's the worst that can happen, I guess? Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of all the worst fears are in your head. So you can, it's kind of like a lot of mindset work, which you like also teach. And it is, you kind of have to work at it, like that aspect of it, and kind of like, you kind of have to just like get into like, I have to get into like a mechanical mode, like just take the emotion out of it and like, just, you just gotta do it. Like,
yeah, I love setting a timer and just being like, right, okay, half an hour, send as many as I can, and then I'd have to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the, just like the longest part is collecting the emails and like figuring them out. But like, once you have them, then it's just like, you can just send it.
Yeah. And it's once you understand how to find emails, it becomes so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you go, I like your course a lot because you break everything down into really like easy steps and like make it really easy to understand. Like anyone could do it. Like a not photographer could probably do it, honestly. Like,
oh yeah. I mean, I hope so. I've tried to make it as easy as possible so that anyone, my dog could do it.
Yeah. That's like I said before, just getting a friend, like if you have a photographer friend that is trying to do the same thing, like get together, like, go to a coffee shop, just like send like 5 emails, like five emails is not a lot. Like just sit down for 30 minutes, find some contact info. Even just like if you're doing magazines, like pick one magazine, go find their info, and then just like email your work to them. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And like start with submitting, like I said, like make sure they know who you are, your style of work, that kind of thing.
That's like, really good advice.
Yeah.
And if anyone, because you're, I mean, you've said already, and I thank you so much for mentioning it, that you're a student of Pitching with Confidence, and you've taken the course, and you've taken it in its new form, in its older form. If someone's thinking about joining the course, what would you say to them?
I'm honestly, like, whenever someone asks me, I'm like, go do it. like, whenever I've had something, like one of these magazines come out, people ask me like how I did it and stuff, and like I could explain the whole process to them, but like that's a lot. And like I think it's just you break it down really well, and like, and I always reference it even today, just like you have good email examples in there, and I'm like, how did she say this kind of thing, like when they reply, what do you say kind of thing. And like, you have examples of like actual shoots that you've done, and like literally show everything that you did within there, like the emails and like how you build the pitch PDF and stuff. And like, I've like kind of tweaked things to like better fit my business, like let's hop on a call kind of thing. And like, I don't do a giant PDF because I want to avoid like spam filters and stuff, but like I do mini one that you suggest. And yeah, I just tell everyone that I know to do it, honestly.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that. That's wonderful. And it means a lot. And you are an affiliate as well. So if anyone wants to join the course at any point, then they can go and speak to you and get a special little code, which is great. What are you working on now?
We just shot a big fashion editorial, and that's like my first like full one. We did like those two models, so it was like 10 outfits, which is crazy. And we had 9 people on set because it's two models, and then we did video, photo, and then like hair, makeup, stylist, assistant, like
it's so exciting. You're just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's gonna be so amazing.
Yeah, it's my biggest shoot I've ever done, and it's like I've wanted to shoot it for a while because it's like horses and stuff, because I used to ride horses. So
me too.
So yeah, they're really good photography subjects. So
they are very good. Oh well, when do we know when that's out yet? You're gonna be submitting it.
I'm submitting it, so not yet, but
well, we'll keep an eye out because I'm sure we can't wait to see it. And yeah, if anyone has any questions about anything, I'm sure they can come and chat to you, or lovely and chatty on Instagram, and happy to help, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. Well, I will leave links to you in the show notes so everyone can come and find you. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to It Starts With A Click. I really hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, please share it over on Instagram and tag me at Olivia Bossert Education to let me know. And if you have a friend that you think would like this show, please send them a little message with a link. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you next time.